Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The number of people killed in spiralling violence in western Syria has reportedly risen to more than 1,000. A war monitoring group says the vast majority of casualties are civilians from the Alawite minority. The deposed former president Bashar al-Assad is from the sect. Here's Rory Gallimore.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilising force, capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
Iran has given a defiant response to President Trump's warning that it faces possible military action unless it agrees to nuclear talks. The Islamic Republic's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Iran would not negotiate under pressure from what he called a bullying country. The BBC's Parham Gabadi has more details.
Donald Trump yet again has applied the maximum pressure campaign against Iran, trying to minimize Iranian oil export and even to reduce it to zero. So that's one reason that Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei is angry. The second reason is that Donald Trump yet again has said that you either strike a deal with me or the response is going to be a military response. We know that Donald Trump does not want to get the United States involved into another war, and he has previously said that he will give the green light instead to the Israelis to attack Iran.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office says it's sending a negotiating team to Qatar on Monday for talks on the Gaza ceasefire. Arabic media reports say Hamas has indicated it's willing to extend the first phase of the truce during Ramadan. 29 members of the Colombian security forces have been released 2 days after they were abducted by a dissident faction of the former FARC rebel group. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The 28 police officers and one soldier were captured during a failed operation against groups fighting over control of cocaine production in Cauca region. They were held by local residents in a communal area as negotiations were carried out. The Colombian government accused the rebels of intimidating the community and forcing them to fight the security forces. President Gustavo Petro, a former left-wing rebel himself, sent senior members of his government to the area to secure the release of the group and prevent a bloodbath.
World News from the BBC. Organisers of a march to mark International Women's Day in Turkey say around 200 demonstrators were arrested in Istanbul's Taksim Square, where political protests have been banned for years. Footage on social media shows groups of protesters confronting riot police, with some women dragged violently out of the crowd. There's been no comment from police. Ukraine's military says there have been more than 100 clashes between Russian and Ukrainian forces on Saturday, with some of the fiercest fighting reportedly in Russia's Kursk region. More than 20 Ukrainians have been killed by Russian forces since Friday night. There's been an intensification of Russian attacks following Washington's announcement this week that it would pause military aid to Kyiv and limit Ukraine's access to satellite imagery. Merlin Thomas is in Washington.
This latest move by the US to suspend Ukraine's access to commercial satellite imagery could reshape the battlefield. And it's the latest cut to vital assistance to Kyiv after withdrawing military aid and suspending intelligence sharing. Now, this is really being seen as a move by Washington to pressure Ukraine into making concessions ahead of those talks which are scheduled to take place in Saudi Arabia next week.
A 14-year-old boy in the United States has been arrested and charged with murder after a policeman was shot dead in New Jersey. Prosecutors say the officer, Joseph Ascona, was killed during a firefight between police and a group of youths outside a fast food restaurant in the city of Newark on Friday night. King Charles has praised the Commonwealth for bringing different nations together in the spirit of friendship during what he called uncertain times. The British monarch's speech will be delivered on Monday. Entitled Together We Thrive, it's being seen as an indirect comment on the fractured relationship between the US and Europe over Ukraine. BBC News.